92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
For the last few years, there's been an awful lot of hype about the new 5G mobile communications technology. The only thing the public seem to believe about 5G is that it spreads the COVID virus. I still can't figure out how they connect the dots on that one. But the phone companies have been yapping about 5G for like 4 years now, and it seems outdated already. Yet 95% of America hasn't even gotten access to it yet. The rest of the world's been using it for a couple of years. We're so slow when it comes to getting stuff done. And that's why I'm not surprised to be seeing many articles on the interweb about 6G technology, which they're saying is at least 10 years away. But 6G is going to be 100 times faster than 5G. Excellent! Now you'll be able to download a two-hour movie to your smartphone in a half a second compared to 2 minutes on 5G. Woohoo! Why is that the benchmark? I don't understand. Who would watch a two-hour movie on their phone? What really bothers me about this, once again, is that I'm not hearing anyone talk about improvements in audio quality for phone calls. And that's the thing that annoys me most about today's mobile phone technology. It's still a telephone, folks. I can't understand my mother or my sister when I'm trying to have a conversation with them. 5G is not going to improve that. Doesn't look like 6G is going to help either. But China has already launched a satellite to begin testing and tweaking their 6G mobile service, and Canada already has a small regional network set up to test and tweak 6G. 6G, spreading viruses faster than any other network.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.